Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us as he does at this time each week is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great, but I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
In which I said, start with the phrase Google Earth. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell 2 5-letter words, one for a building and one for a natural formation, both of which you might see on Google Earth. What are the words?
Well,
if you drop the A, you can spell hotel and gorge. All right, Ian, on June 2nd, 1981, one of the most infamous episodes of the Barbara Walters special aired on ABC. During an interview with Katharine Hepburn, Walters asked Hepburn, "What kind of tree are you if you think you're a tree?" Over the years, Walters has endured spoofs and criticism over what has been perceived as a ridiculous question. What is forgotten, however, is that it was Hepburn who brought up the subject of trees by saying she'd become something strong, offering a tree as a possibility. In honor of that famous exchange, this week each correct answer will contain a type of tree.
Okay.
Commemorating Jesus' entry into Jerusalem and marking the start of Holy Week, what feast day is frequently celebrated with processions of people carrying branches of the day's namesake tree, sometimes woven into crosses or other shapes?
Palm Sunday?
That is correct. And because palm trees are not available all around the world, sometimes the holiday is named after whatever tree they actually use, or sometimes it's just called Branch Sunday. What 1984 film, the first in what is, as of 2010, a 9-film franchise, was inspired by director Wes Craven's experiences being bullied by a boy named Fred, and by reports he saw of Southeast Asian refugees being unable to sleep after suffering terrifying dreams?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes, and A Nightmare on Elm Street, among other things, was the feature film debut of some guy named Johnny Depp. Speaking of movies, in the film Austin Powers in Goldmember, a ticker along the bottom of a television news broadcast indicates that what team has won the Stanley Cup, a reference to the favorite NHL team of the film's Canadian star and co-writer Mike Myers.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
That is correct. And another reference to that team in the movie is that in one scene, Mini-Me is seen wearing a tiny little Maple Leafs sweater. Originally a gospel group formed in the 1950s, what quartet renamed themselves after a Tennessee town they frequently performed in, switched their focus to country music in the 1970s, and won 2 awards in 1981 for Elvira, one of the group's signature songs?
I don't think I know this.
It's the ORB.
Thanks for the hint. It's the Oak Ridge Boys.
It is the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were named after Oak Ridge, Tennessee, which was also one of the Manhattan Project sites at a place called the Clinton Engineer Works. And finally, what nursery rhyme is believed by some to have originated as a counting rhyme, citing the use by 19th century shepherds in the northwest of England of the words Hevera, Devera, and Dick for the numbers 8, 9, and 10?
Is that Hickory Dickory Dock?
It is Hickory Dickory Dock, and other titles of that rhyme over the years have included Dickory Dickory Dock and Hickety Dickety Dock. Listeners, what kind of tree are you, if you think you're a tree? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you're pining for some extra credit, visit wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also try to chop down this week's challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Maple Leafs. That's MAPLE LEAFS. Change one letter to an L, and you can rearrange the letters to spell a 2-word phrase, 4 letters, 6 letters, for what you might do at a really boring sporting event. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.